So Moog India was having difficulty to get on the approved supplier list with RDSO. And to do this, they enlisted the assistance of a third-party agent, A, to make bribe payments to SCR officials. In July 2020, Moog India entered into a liaison agreement with Agent A, in which A agreed to assist Moog India to obtain business from SCR in exchange for 10% of any contract value. A little high on the commission percentage. And shortly after engaging Agent A in August 2020, the SCR added Moog as an approved supplier for an upcoming tender. The tender listed Moog along with one additional supplier as potential suppliers for a specific part in the SCR tender. Moog employees discussed engaging in additional misconduct to remove the competitor from the supplier list, stating, quote, my next target would be to remove them from railways, close quote.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome, everyone. Michael Volkoff here for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Today's episode is the SEC's settlement with Moog, love that name, for nearly $1.7 million for FCPA violations. And the SEC notched another FCPA settlement, continuing its steady pursuit and reporting and resolution of FCPA cases. In the meantime, the Justice Department has been silent in the FCPA enforcement arena, except for Raytheon, which we're going to talk about next week. That was the first new case in a while that DOJ got off to a good start, but then was quiet for months. And now the SEC has been continuing sort of its steady pace. In its latest settlement, Moog, a New York-based global manufacturer of motion control systems for aerospace, defense, industrial, and medical markets, agreed to pay a civil penalty of $1.1 million and disgorge nearly $600,000 for a total of $1.7 million to resolve FCPA charges arising out of bribes paid by its Indian subsidiary, Moog Motion Controls Private Limited, Moog Motion Controls in India. From 2020 to 2022, Moog employees bribed a variety of Indian officials to win business and also used a variety of schemes to make the improper payments, including by funneling them through third-party agents and distributors. These same Moog employees also offered cash bribes to Indian officials in an attempt to cause public tenders in India to favor Moog's products and exclude competitors. So not just winning on price or bid, but also trying to get competitors disqualified and with the assistance and at the beck and call of bribery payments. Now, Moog's bribery scheme involved three state-owned companies in India. First, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, is an Indian public sector aerospace and defense company headquartered in Bangalore, India. Then the next two entities somewhat related to each other, the South Central Railway, SCR, is one of the Indian railway zones wholly owned by the Indian government. India's Railway Board oversees and manages the Indian railway network, including SCR, and approves policies and projects related to the Indian railways. And the other related entity to the SCR was the Research Design and Standards Organization, RDSO, is the research and development organization under the Ministry of Railways of the Indian government. So the first contract they went after with this bribery scheme, at least it's recounted here, is in 2020, Moog India sought an award contract with SCR, South Central Railway. And to be eligible to bid on the SCR project, approval is required by the RDSO, the Research Design and Standards Organization, SCR's railway advisor. So Moog India was having difficulty to get on the approved supplier list with RDSO. And to do this, they enlisted the assistance of a third-party agent, A, to make bribe payments to SCR officials. In July 2020, Moog India entered into a liaison agreement with Agent A, in which A agreed to assist Moog India to obtain business from SCR in exchange for 10% of any contract value, a little high on the commission percentage. And shortly after engaging Agent A in August 2020, the SCR added Moog as an approved supplier for an upcoming tender. The tender listed Moog along with one additional supplier as potential suppliers for a specific part in the SCR tender. Moog employees discussed engaging in additional misconduct to remove the competitor from the supplier list, stating, quote, my next target would be to remove them from railways, close quote. In September 2020, Moog won the SCR contract for $34,323. And in April 2022, Agent A invoiced Moog India for the commission charges, which several Moog employees knew included the improper payments to government officials to eliminate competition win contract awards. And the payments themselves were falsely recorded as legitimate contractor services. The next scheme involved HAL, Hindustan Aeronautics Limited contract. And in April 2021, HAL announced a public tender for aerospace actuators for a contract valued for over $1.3 million. By May of 2021, Moog India employees were discussing negotiations around the amount and timing of a bribe payment to a HAL official, with one Moog employee explaining that the HAL official is, quote, asking for 2.5% to be given or 1% to be given immediately, close quote. The employees further discussed that the bribe payment would require a maximum of 1.5% payment and then 2.75% payments. They will promise that all of the three people will be eliminated, being the competitors. The employees also noted that they would have to give by cash, in quotes. Internal discussions then continued about the importance of winning the HAL tender and having the HAL official help disqualify the other bidders. Quote, by any means, we must take the order of HAL, close quote. And in response, quote, we need to eliminate everybody other than a Moog competitor. For that, we need to make some commitment to HAL official. In November 2021, HAL awarded Moog India the contract valued at $1.4 million. For parts and services related to the April 2021 contract tender. And various cash generation schemes were then used through inflated and false invoices and connections to other entities that were discussed to fund the bribery payment to the HAL official. And ultimately, the Moog India finance manager was directed to, quote, please inform distributor to raise an invoice on Moog. Sale value can be INR 10 lakhs. 10 lakhs was the amount of the bribe payment agreed upon between Moog India employees and the HAL official. Distributor prepared a fabricated invoice in the amount of 1,540,000 INRA. The purpose of the invoice was ostensibly for construction of a specialized table, yet Moog India never requisitioned the table, and the distributor never delivered a newly constructed table, and was not in fact capable of constructing such a table. The sham transaction was used just to generate sufficient cash to pay the promised bribe to the HAL government official. In January 2022, an instant message from a Moog India employee instructed Moog India's finance manager to, quote, please close distributor offer as he came up front to help us when we needed it, close quote. In March 2022, Moog India paid the distributor $18,614, which was used to make the promised improper payment to the HAL official. The invoice itself was then recorded as a legitimate expense and falsely booked as a cost under the HAL contract. Now, there were other attempts to influence and to execute in terms of schemes, which weren't necessarily, it didn't actually happen, but nonetheless are instructive in terms of the types of bribery activity that we saw. Moog India employees, for example, engaged in other attempts to rig the tender bidding process for government contracts, again using the exclusion strategy, And they at times used an agent, the same distributor to facilitate. One such attempt involving the RDSO and audio recording notes, quote, three member committee has agreed to remove the competitor from the list, close quote. Another employee responded, quote, our agreement with him remains the same as what you initially discussed, right? And the response was, yes, the same 1%. Quote, even furthermore discussion, I spoke to distributor and I aligned this without telling him the name of the customer and the person or anything. We can manage it a little bit smartly so that we don't want you to know or to publicize this that we approve taking this kind of approach. With respect to a November 2020 tender for SCR, employees noted that, quote, they had discussed with Agent A and he will try to disqualify, in quotes, the other bidder. Moog India employees and HAL officials discussed qualification criteria in advance of additional tenders and noting in one instance in October, quote, HAL also informed that if we want to add any qualification criteria, same has to be communicated now so that they will look into the consideration in a formal tender. They also discussed bribing RDSO officials to eliminate competitors and the payment of 1% of the contract award as a bribe. One employee noted his communications with an RDSO official and the negotiation of the bribe. Quote, I just had a call with that guy, RDSO official. So what he is talking about is 1% of the value, close quote. His colleague indicated that he informed their distributor of the scheme to funnel the payments to the official. The employees further discussed the details of how the payment would be made by Moog India, stating it could be through invoicing or through one of the distributor's existing contracts, so it is not going to be a problem. And employees freely discussed their misconduct and the prevailing culture to win business at any cost, including the use of improper means. And it reflected a breakdown again in internal accounting controls, approval of payments, invoice review, training, and tone at the top, obviously. Moog initially self-reported this misconduct to the Justice Department and subsequently provided SEC staff with facts uncovered during its investigation. But Moog's cooperation included also identifying and producing key documents and sharing. Finally, Moog's remediation included the termination of employees and third parties involved in the misconduct, enhancement of its internal accounting controls over third-party payments, and they strengthened its global compliance organization, enhanced its policies and procedures for due diligence and the use of third parties, and increased the frequency of audits and monitoring of distributor and intermediary activities. And they mandated management approval for all distributor and reseller agreements and created new compliance positions to address potential risks. So that's the Moog case. Interesting case, some interesting examples of schemes used to funnel bribes and blatant language in emails, just, you know, discussing how to do it, how much was required, and reporting on conversations that were pretty explicit. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Thanks, everyone.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.